a baby pocket. So many days have passed, but I remember this, the autumn glass of the chilly Angara, a sleepy October day had lured us out to the water beyond the maggot and gave us its gifts. We had expected silence, but where was none, just the voices of birds and wind. Wading across the rapids, fishing rod in hand, you saw a moving blob. An indistinct speck was crossing the river, propelling itself forward, despite the waves. At last, it stopped at the big man's feet. You picked it up and recognized it. A duckling, baby pocket in your hands, was trembling and jerking its legs. Animated by a funny spirit of struggle, it was still rushing through the water. It swam and swam and swam, but soon its eyes got dim. The god of birds blew the duckling's conscience out. The shard of living universe on my bosom got warm and fell asleep. I had already made peace with the idea that I'd have to catch files to feed it and look for a foster family for it. I was trying to remember someone who could adopt a duckling, but soon decided I would love it myself. But suddenly, the tiny thing returned to life and pulled itself together, aware of the warmth of the hands it didn't need. The whole plan of its future captivity flashed in the beds of its eyes. An anger and fright started to build up in its body. Set me free or I'll die. The stubborn duckling, as quick as an athlete, was slipping out of my fingers, testing my strength. Set me free, I'm feeling bad, bad, bad. Afraid to break the duckling's neck, we carried it to the river. Oh, how proudly it swam, how happily it hurried, splitting waves like a torpedo. It was so endlessly alive in this brief moment. I'm sentimental, I'm quicker to tears. Their torrid smoke already stings my eyes. I had no regrets at all. Not only admiration and a quiet sorrow. It was so brave, so certain of its way. So what if it would probably be eaten by bored, barbed, by hungry bird flying towards in shipping, or killed by a two-legged beast who bears a cross or doesn't wear it? You may ask me why I relive the past. I think the truth is simple. I think that each of us has our own way, mysterious and strange, and each of us has our own time. That's why the baby pocket of my soul still flies to the hazy river.